Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd Podcast, coming to you from the headquarters of Where All Nerds Belong, the site of the best freaking community of nerds on the internet. My goal in this podcast is to provide meaningful and substantively useful information that will help nerds who are trying to grow their online presence and pursue personal fulfillment through their passion for nerd and geek activities. I'm here to help nerd culture grow and to help you nerds make the world a little more nerdy, and I believe better as a result. So for that last few years, it seems like everybody has been talking about being a social media influencer, and people have really conflated this idea of being social media influencer with someone being successful. And I'll be honest with you, as somebody who is trying to be successful in as a streamer or a content creator, I think that you're really missing the boat if you're seeing this as your pathway to success. And I get that there has been a change in society where people are no longer thinking of brands as being associated with companies. And increasingly, people are seeing brands as being associated with people. And I think a great example, we saw that in 2020, was when McDonald's, in order to promote a meal, they had the special Travis Scott meal. And the question is, why did McDonald's decide to go with a special Travis Scott meal as opposed to having a new hamburger or any new item? That they realized that brands are now associated with people, and people will respond to influencers to buy hamburgers. And so it doesn't matter. They don't need a new product to put on the item. They need a new person to put on the item. So they offered the Travis Scott meal, and saw unprecedented success with that. Now, what are the implications for you, though, as somebody who is wants to be a content creator, is a content creator, and wants to grow their following? And I think that it's actually important that you stop thinking of yourself as an influencer. That I think that the idea of being an influencer has gotten a little bit overstated, unless you are extraordinarily famous like Travis Scott or Kylie Jenner or something like that, or Ninja or whoever, that there are instances where people have such a following that they can get away with simply being an influencer. But I think that if you want to gain success where you are, that it's important that you stop thinking about being an influencer, and instead what you do is you begin to think about yourself as a business. So rather than thinking about yourself as an influencer, you begin thinking about yourself as a business. And why is it that I'm emphasizing doing that? Because here's the distinction, that if you are an influencer, then your metric, the way in which you're going to measure success, is going to be based upon the number of followers that you have. How many thousands, how many millions of followers is going to dictate, you know, whether you are doing well or you are not doing well. And if that is your frame of mind, that means that everything that you are going to do is going to be driven by the needs to get more followers, to get more likes, to get more social media, to get your next social media hit, right? And I think that is, frankly, an extraordinarily inefficient way of going about succeeding as a personal brand. And the reason I'm drawing that distinction between thinking like an influencer and thinking like a business is that there are many influencers who have reached success because they had one or more things that have gone viral. They've had maybe stumbled across being shared by some famous people and reached a large following that way. But having a large following is not the same thing as having a successful career, having a successful business. And if you begin to think of things like a business, then you begin to ask different set of questions, that rather than asking questions related to how do I get more followers and how do I get more likes, you begin to ask yourself questions like, how can I develop a business plan that is going to allow me to develop an income stream that will then allow me to invest in paid ads that will grow my following, right? You'll begin to ask questions about how do I allocate my resources, my time resources, even towards not just my stream, but towards developing a strategic plan, towards networking, towards reaching out towards partnerships, towards customer service, towards things that are actually going to lead you to grow as a personal brand and not simply grow as an influencer with a large number of likes and followers. And Running a business is a much more diverse activity than growing a following because it requires management of time resources, it requires management of financial resources, it requires thinking efficiently about spending versus income. And you know what? When done well, it even requires hiring people and beginning to delegate and act as a leader, where you begin to maybe start, whether it's to independent contractors or staff themselves, or perhaps even volunteers, you begin to allocate tasks that you're perhaps not good at, or perhaps you don't want to do, so that you can use your time more efficiently. And the truth is, the very successful influencers that you see, most of the time, right, they've reached those very high levels because they have been able to shift their thinking and shift their operation away from simply being an influencer towards that of being an actual business. And so they've got people who are agents that are managing their booking and their time. They've got people who are actually doing the editing for their gaming streams. They've got people who are creating the Facebook ads for them. They've got people who are answering their emails, or perhaps assisting with their chats or doing their marketing and things like that. There are people who are moving above and beyond simply being an influencer, being the talent, and have an entire operation, have an entire organization behind them that is supporting what they're doing. And I'm saying you do not have to wait until you've got millions of followers before you begin thinking and begin operating like a business. And I think that, small examples of this would be if you don't have the graphic design skills that are necessary to put forward the professional appearance of a logo and a Twitch overlay, that what you should do is you should look for hiring those activities out. Sometimes it is an issue of finding a software service that is going to help manage your email and perhaps automating some of the email that is going out so that you can communicate better with your followers, so that you can spend the time that you do have maybe engaged in your stream. It requires thinking about business partnerships and just not generic networking, and thinking strategically about who is the partnership that I can develop that is actually going to be a complementary partnership that is going to lead to a benefit for me as well as a benefit for them, and not simply developing a partnership because you think it's going to develop more likes or followers. So I think you can begin thinking like a business and not just thinking like an influencer, even if you don't have a large following, because I think that this is a much more efficient way of developing a following than simply trying to amass likes and trying to amass followers. And my genuine experience has been with the No Name Nerd, where I actually started operating the whole thing as a business prior to looking to develop the follower, that what that does is it allows you to more efficiently create that audience and create those followers and get those likes because, one, you're able to generate revenue that is going to allow you to then pour it back into things like paid ads or to hiring people to do things more efficiently or more effectively than you can do them yourself. And also, it makes you ask a different set of questions in terms of how you're going to dedicate your time and your resources, the time and resources that you do have. So you're not dedicating them towards a single set of activities, say streaming or content creation, that you're also realizing that as a business, you also have to dedicate time and resources towards the promotion of that, towards the development of the partnerships, towards the research and education necessary to start operating on new social media platforms, that these are things that businesses do on a regular basis. And I think that influencers, when they reach a certain level, if they are going to turn it into a profitable activity, they have to begin asking those questions. But I think that the earlier you ask those questions about how can you operate as a business, the sooner you can ask those questions, the sooner you can reach the personal or professional goals that you have through your stream or content creation.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.